So I'm paralyzed from the shoulders up or down. So I have a little bit of arm movement, enough to drive my chair.
That was Gordon Richens. He's from Fairview, Idaho. Because Richens is paralyzed, he uses a wheelchair to get from place to place. Employees and volunteers at the Assistive Technology Lab on the Utah State University main campus in Logan have created specific technologies, such as a personalized control panel, to improve his mobility and quality of life.
The chair I'm sitting in is my sixth chair over the years, and they've customized each one of them.
But Clay Christensen, the director of the AT Lab, says wheelchairs aren't the only assistive technologies the program creates. The technologies help people with all sorts of disabilities, even temporary injuries.
It may be anything from an adapted spoon or fork all the way to an iPad, augmentative communication, or something related to educational autism, that sort of thing.
Christensen believes the new AT Lab in Roosevelt will benefit families who live in the area so they don't have to drive all the way to Logan. He says the program plans to open another lab in southern Utah within the next few years. In the meantime, the labs in Logan and Roosevelt will continue to rely on volunteers, donations, students, and employees to help improve lives.
Anyway, they'll have me rolling soon, you know, and I'm kind of excited.
Put you in your new Mercedes.
Pretty much, because it's a $24,000 go-kart.
For more information about the Uinta Basin AT Lab Open House, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.